Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, serious question. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It's probably something that you just do without even thinking about.
Yeah.
But now we need to think about it.
Okay.
How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? 644-9850. If you've missed it over the weekend, the internet was arguing about it all weekend. And apparently there's at least three ways people make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. A lot of people take two pieces of bread, add the peanut butter to one side, jelly to the other, and slap them together and they call it a day.
Yeah, the way a normal human being would do it.
No.
What?
No.
No.
What?
No. Lame.
Another way is to put the peanut butter and the jelly on one side of the bread, toss the second piece on top, call it a day.
Insanity.
A lot of people were like, no. And then there's the people that put peanut butter on both sides, and that's the barrier, and then you put the jelly on top so you don't soak it into the bread.
Exactly how you do it.
That
perfect.
Is the sign of a pure crazy person.
No, that is the perfect sandwich. No. And I even toasted to make it even better. And
if
there's peanut butter
toasting.
Dripping out, that makes it even better.
Gosh. Yeah, it kind of warms up the peanut butter. No, here's my school of thought. I do the peanut butter on one side, and I always start with the peanut butter, right?
Yeah.
Then with my knife, I wipe it on the clean piece of bread. And so then I can get a clean swoop into the jelly jar.
Sure.
Because nothing makes me more upset than when stuff gets in.
You squeeze jelly?
No, I don't like squeeze jelly.
I like
the big, like, chunky pieces of, like, strawberry jelly.
Yeah, I want a whole berry if I can get one.
No. Yeah, me too. And so then I have to use that cleaned knife that was cleaned on the white piece of bread, because I think all peanut butter and jelly sandwiches belong on white bread. And so then I wipe it on the clean side and then go into the jelly.
Okay, I'll give you a caveat. We were never allowed to have white bread as a kid, so we always had like whole wheat. My mom was some nature freak, and it's probably good for us, right? So maybe that's your world, but I will be on board with you. I love doing the cleaning of the knife on the unused portion of bread, and then I put jelly or jam on the other side and then put it together. Apparently, I've been doing it wrong.
Good morning, Kiss 98.5. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I take the knife with the peanut butter on both sides of the bread. Then I get a spoon for the jelly. And then I mix that around on each side and then put both of them together.
Ooh, well
You've
placed.
Introduced a spoon into the game.
A spoon.
Wow.
Extra
like
utensil.
Idea,
okay. Yeah.
Right.
So are you spooning the jelly? Like, do you go in twice to the jelly jar?
No, I usually just take one big spoon. And then spread it around on both sides of the peanut buttered bread.
Now, doing that, when you slap together the two pieces of bread, is there ever spill out?
No.
Okay. No. Oh, you've got it down to that much of a
surgical
science.
Precision.
Yeah.
And according to my grandson, I make the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh.
Well, there it is.
Wow.
There it is, the endorsement of a grandson. There you go.
Yeah, that must mean it's the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich ever. Crunchy peanut butter or smooth peanut butter?
Smooth peanut butter.
Thank you.
Smooth peanut butter. Yeah, apparently 55% of people who make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches prefer creamy. See, I like the crunchy. I'll go for the crunch inside my peanut butter and jelly.
I'll go either way. Depending on what kind of mood I am.
Yeah. And so how many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches would you say you're making in a week?
I'd say about five.
Five, solid number. Thank you for calling. Yeah, so it's been a serious question on the internet, 644-9850. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And it truly is one of the best sandwiches of all time, I would say.
It's no grilled cheese. It's a close second, just saying.
I think it depends on what you're in the mood for. If you're like, you know, like my days of peanut butter and jelly versus grilled cheese and tomato soup, two different kind of days.
We are a jam spoon family, or at least growing up I was. And so we would have this long spoon, which was the jam spoon that could reach real deep down into the jar without getting jam and jelly all over your hands.
See, I'm always like, when I'm buying jelly, like, why don't they make it in smaller containers? You know what I mean? Like, you know those big, huge ones that are just like, that's a lot of jelly all at once.
Yes, exactly. No, you want. It's all about volume, Jan.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I actually use Goober, the pre-made peanut butter and jelly.
Really?
Huh.
Yes.
Now, are you spooning it?
It tastes different. It's amazing.
Are you squeezing it, spooning it, knifing it? What are you doing?
Knifing it on one side of the bread, and then I put the other side on top.
How do you make sure it's a proper ratio of jelly versus peanut butter when you're scooping in
there? It's already properly ratioed in the can.
Yeah, but sometimes you get the wrong scoop, and it's all peanut butter. I know exactly what Goober is. I know it well.
Well, then each one is different. It's just a surprise.
Okay.
I think you've got to do like the knife swirl in the Goober to get, circular. You got to like, circular. I would go counterclockwise personally. How long have you been using that?
My whole life.
So you've completely turned your back on the simple peanut butter jar and the jelly jar.
Yeah, us fools are doing it the wrong way.
All right, there's another way to do it. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi. The only thing I would only do different is I would make it on toast.
Toast. Now, lightly toasted, really toasted, what's your sitch?
I think medium toasted, so it's crunchy, and then you have peanut butter with your jelly on top of it, then put the top piece of toast on. Mm.
I can't allow it.
Yeah.
No. What's wrong with more peanut butter? I don't get your point.
I like the peanut butter situation, but the toasting of the bread, I just don't know.
Oh, it's good. Oh, no. It melts.
Really?
Oh, it's great. Yeah,
hot liquid love.
Wheeze, are we talking a light toasting or really take it to the edge?
I would say medium. Medium. Okay. I'm with her on medium.
All right, yeah, medium.
Okay, I just like, I want to like what you're doing, but I just don't know.
Try an open face sandwich. Just one piece of toast. You try it.
I just don't. I feel like I want to trust you.
No, the peanut butter will stick to your upper lip, Jim. Make a mess.
Have a great day. Yep.
You too. Thank you for calling. It's
open
a serious
face
question.
Peanut butter jelly sandwich is crazy.
What's
talk.
Happening now? Really? Have we all lost our mind as we've changed and we're all at home and you're willing to try anything? Have you ever done like a, you know how you do a grilled cheese sandwich, a grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Never. Like in a pan?
No, but I'll try. How do you do it?
Just like you put butter on one side of the bread and peanut butter on the other.
I don't know if I want butter.
Probably, probably not the healthiest thing, but I'm saying it might be something yummy. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Kate.
Kate, we're asking a serious question on Kiss. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
All right, so your peanut butter and jelly sandwich is completely fine. It just called in and toast her bread. So my boyfriend is obsessed with fried peanut butter and jellies.
Okay.
All right, tell us how he does it.
You do it just like a grilled cheese with a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Oh, dang, that's good.
Oh, what?
Oh, dang.
Wait, so you
grill it. Spillage, and it is worth every napkin.
Wow. All right, so where do you put the ice cream?
Ooh.
Right on the cut line.
Okay.
You got to cut diagonally.
You cut diagonally and then scoop the ice cream on top. And then how are you eating it?
Usually with a fork or a spoon.
Okay. Okay. So you're picking up the sandwich, nomming on that, and then scoop a little ice cream. Do you take those bites and work them together in your mouth? How does that happen?
You got to use a fork for the whole thing.
Okay. All right.
Let me ask you, did you know this about your boyfriend before you entered a relationship with him?
Oh, no. I sealed the deal with this one.
Oh, you did. Oh, well played. Well played. You used the old fry up the peanut butter and jelly with ice cream trick. Yes.
Yeah, the way to his heart is absolutely his stomach. So.
Yep, that's chapter 23 of How to Catch a Man.
Dang.
Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, it's Diana.
Diana, serious question on Kiss 98.5. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Well, there's two ways you can do it. You can do just the peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other, put them together. Mm-hmm. And then you were talking about, like, cooking peanut butter and jelly. You could always use, like, the camper pie irons as well. And you can do that.
Yeah.
And it melts the peanut butter. Sometimes you could throw marshmallows in there, too, or M&Ms.
Oof.
Really change it up.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Or George Foreman. If you don't have the camper grill, Jane, a classic George Foreman will do the same thing.
Wait, is the camper grill something you can use when you're not camping?
You can do it in your fire pit in the backyard.
Yeah, I like this. That's that thing with the long handle, and it's like a sandwich shape,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Cast iron, usually.
Panini maker, basically.
Didn't we have a whole conversation about these once, about
yes.
how incredible they are?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never used one of those. It makes me want one. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Katie.
Katie, serious question. How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And I'm good, thanks.
I've actually been listening to this while eating peanut butter toast.
Nice.
Katie.
Yes,
for
girl.
Breakfast?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Peanut butter toast for breakfast is good. Okay, so how do you make
nothing better than more peanut butter.
Yeah.
You gotta get a knife full of crunchy, not creamy, honey peanut butter, and then put that on one side, jam on the other side with a knife, to them weird like that, and then put the two together.
What brand of honey crunchy peanut butter are we getting specifically?
Peter Pan.
Okay.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Peter Pan. So then does the knife go back into the peanut butter just to give you one more taste before you fully make the sandwich?
Usually for my puppy.
Oh, see, there you go. That's
all right,
the way
honest
to do
time,
it.
Have you ever licked the knife after applying the peanut butter?
Possible.
Possible.
Yeah, I haven't tried the honey peanut butter, but that sounds really good.
Try that.
It's so good.
I appreciate you calling. Thanks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.